5, Kabosky on the left side. And it's a keeper to the left side, Sweeney, but here comes USA. They are all over him. He couldn't even see a white jersey in the bottom of that pile. A
little miscommunication there, I think, as the tailback on the far right side bumped into Sweeney there, and the defensive line just took over from there. Tackle made by Tim Zub.
So a loss of 3 on the play brings up 2nd and 13.
Beachy still stretching out on the sideline. Looks to be okay. Going to take a couple plays off. I'm sure they'd rather have him a quarterback anyways.
Absolutely. 2nd and 13 here for Ubley. Swinging back fast to his right side. Has number 20 wide open. And it's complete to David Rutkowski. And they say he is in bounds when he was brought down. Good enough for a first down. A gain of 16 yards. But Rutkowski is rolling on the ground. This could be a stinger. Or is it more critical? The officials have called a timeout. And the athletic staff is looking over Rutkowski right now, laying on his stomach, and looks to be in pain, whether it's a cramp or something more serious, we're not quite sure. He got beat around right on the end of that play there.
Yeah, Nick Sweeney made a great throw there, squeezing into a narrow window. Rutkowski hauled it in there. Looks like he came down on one of his lower legs there a little awkwardly.
As the staff works on him. That's the first completed pass for Nick Sweeney tonight. He is now 1 for 4 for 16 yards. That's at the 6:37 mark of the fourth quarter.
No better time than now on 2nd and long to make that first completion to really make, you know, help Sweeney's running and passing game get going.
Looks like a back spasm here for Rutkowski.
He really got rolled up. Him and the defender really got rolled up together there.
It was a beautiful pass. He looked back at the last second and kind of just cradled it in right over his right shoulder, got the first down and then some, and then came down hard by a USA defender.
Like we said, Sweeney fitted into actually a pretty narrow window there and dropped it right in there in his lap. And a nice squeeze there by David Rutkowski.
So they're still working on him here. USA leading by 10, 22-12. The ball now sits at the 16-yard line of USA, and the red zone is ugly. Both teams now getting water out of the field, trying to keep dehydration down as much as possible. Pack stands on both sides of the field here.
Great showing here. Probably a tribute to the great weather and all these wonderful football fans here.
Well, everyone's excited, really. We've had to wait nearly 3/4 of a year until this came around, and finally it's here. It's like Christmas, as they're still working at Rutkowski. Now they've moved down to the legs here. He now rolls over onto his side. Looks like they're picking him up here. His legs aren't moving. That's a good sign. Helmet's off. Is walking, trying to.
He's on the far side of the field. It's tough to see. It may be a thigh.
Looks like it's something on his right leg. Could be a severe Charlie horse. Could be something along those lines. We're not doctors. And I'm not even going to take a stab at it.
Hopefully it's just a bruise of some kind and nothing more serious.
You hate to see something like that happen in week 1. Hopefully it's nothing too severe.
He's definitely crucial to this offense and defense, making a lot of tackles and plays on the offensive side.
And with only 16 players dressed tonight for Ubley. Sweeney back under center. This is a handoff to number 5, Kabosky, around the right side. He pushes forward for a few yards, gets about 3 on the matter, and is out to the 14-yard line now. Brings up 2nd and 7 for the Bearcats.
Nice tough run there by Kurt, working hard for every yard he got there. Running right at the big guy there, number 72, Ballard.
6 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. 10-point game. USA leads 22-12 over Ubley. Sweeney, there's a flag on the play, and that's going to be a false start. A play is called dead right from the get-go. And that's going to be on Ubley. 5 yards walked off, so now it's 2nd and 12. Back onto the 17-yard line.
Tough, tough penalty there for the Bearcats. Looked like Sweeney was doing a rollout play there, maybe a pass or a run. Look for another play similar to that to try and stretch the field here and get a big play.
And they're still working on Rutkowski on the far sideline. He's still laying up. He got up, walked about 10 yards, then came back down to the ground, and they're still working on him. staff are still attending. 5:44 left. Clock continues to wind down. Sweeney up to under center. Three men in the backfield. Moving right to left across your radio is Ubley. This is a quarterback keeper on the right side. Sweeney gets past the line of scrimmage. Then
a little opening.
The 5-yard touchdown. Ubley. Nick Sweeney takes it about 20 yards, 19 yards, scampers past about six USA defenders, in for the touchdown. It's now a one-possession game. It's USA 22, Ubley 18, with 5:25 left in the fourth quarter.
Great run there by Sweeney. He actually grabbed right out of the back of his teammate jersey there, Ryan Haig, followed him as far as he could, and then took the first hole he's seen and found the end zone.
Not bad at all. Nick Sweeney doing most of the damage tonight. For all, and now he has over 100 yards rushing as the quarterback tonight. He has 107 yards on 10 carries.
Big time play there in Rakowski's absence. Let's see what they draw up here on the two-point conversion.
Sweeney underneath center, three men in the backfield, same formation. It's a same play going to the right side, except the difference, there's three USA defenders all over him this time. Your two to WIW. It's now USA 22, Ubley trailing by four at 18. 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Your two to WLEW, your home for high school football.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors, that's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their game against the USA Patriots. Go Bearcats!
Here, clean up this room!
Jeez, have a cow, will ya? Yeah, don't mind her. She'll be fine. She's just upset that my room has become a pigsty this summer. It's a real drag, though, that it's about over. School is right around the corner. August is like the Sunday of summer. That reminds me, I have to tweet my friend James about this weekend. Thumb Cellular is having a sick back-to-school sale. They have some killer Androids, and get this, you get an HTC Desire or Samsung Gem for free with a one-year contract. Plus, Thumb Cellular has the new Samsung Galaxy S2. It's only $159. That's like the price of two Xbox games. Yes, please. My friend Emily posted a status that Thumb Cellular has a new double minutes plan. You get double minutes on any plan for as long as you have a plan. It's like a no-brainer. So, yeah. Go visit Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. It's the talk of the Thumb. And all the phones are listed on the flyer at thumbnet.net at the coupons page.
Clean up!
My, I know!
On that last play, Jake Beachy went down with yet another cramp. He's now off the field, walking on his own power. He seems to be fine. Ubley just scored off of a 19-yard run from Nick Sweeney on the keeper. It's now 22-18. USA leads by four with 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. And Sweeney now kicking off from the 40-yard line, gets it out to the 34-yard line, picked up by USA with ease, number 22. Nathan Wielke, and he gets out to the 40-yard line where USA will take over.
Tyler Zapresky drug him down there around the 40-yard line.
5:19 left in the fourth quarter. Can USA hang on to this lead, get down the field, and score? Only problem is Jake Beachy's had two cramps in about 10 minutes, their quarterback.
Well, might be a tip-off to the Bearcat defense. Look for him to hand it off, try and drag a little clock out here. He walks out there a little slow, but expect him to be ready to go.
Absolutely. With a slew of running backs behind him, it's impressive. Between Brandon Harper,